how do we parent out of relationship rather than behavior? So I had the pleasure of talking to a mum today, and we were talking about her son's behavior and her son saying no a lot to her. And we really looked at, you know, what she was looking for was how I manage all of that. How do I really help my son improve his self-esteem, but also, you know, shift how he interacts with me? How do I shift how I interact with him? So what I spoke to her about was thinking about parenting his intentions as opposed to his behavior. And I want to explain that to you. So for this particular mum, the answer was in not his behavior and that he was saying no or didn't want to be part of things, but why? How do we go back to thinking a little bit before the bad decision? So as adults, we make poor decisions, but rarely from a place of ill intent. When we are parenting, if we go back and we have a look at what's your intention, what's the child's intention? And the example I gave her is you've got a five-year-old kid who's jumping on the couch and his intention is not to break it. His intention is not to fall off. His intention is to have fun. And so he's just having fun. He's maybe not chosen the wisest of ways to do that, but he has an intention to have fun. So if you wanted to parent that child from a relationship base, you would say, hey, mate, I can see you're having a lot of fun. I'm so glad you're having fun. Having fun's really important. Can I talk to you for a minute though? Let's have a chat about the fact that if you jump on the couch just slightly the wrong way, you could fall off and hurt yourself. And you might jump slightly the wrong way and you might actually break the couch. So I love that you want to have fun and I am fully supportive of you having fun. But jumping on the couch isn't really a safe way to do that. How about we put all of that fun energy into a different space, into a different way of having fun? A couple of things happen there. First of all, you acknowledge the child's intention, which means that you're acknowledging him, you're acknowledging where his heart was, you're acknowledging who he is as a person. And that builds self-confidence. It's not about the decision he made. It was about his intention. And you've collected him first. When you acknowledge their positive intention, when you say, hey, you were having fun, I hear you. They hear you. When you yell at them straight away, they kind of tune out to that. So if we engage them in their intention and in their fun, then they're going to hear you and they're willing to hear what you say next because you're not berating them. You're just explaining some things to them. So next time you have a child whose behavior isn't what you're looking for, but whose intention was good or innocent, please acknowledge the intention rather than just the behavior. When you do this, you will walk out of that relationship or out of that encounter with a stronger relationship because your child will know that you see them. You see their intention. You see them for who they really are, not just the behavior. When we behavior parent or parent from the behavior is who defines us, the behavior is what defines who they are, whether they're acceptable or not, whether they are, you know, being okay for us to be around. We're actually saying that we only love them if they behave in a certain way. And that's not going to help our children want to live up to expectations. It's not going to help our children want to be in closer relationship with us. So I hope that's helpful. Relationship-based parenting comes from the heart and it comes from a place of dual respect, respect for ourselves, but also respect for our children. So please follow along. You know, if you would like to join my membership space where you can get this kind of coaching every couple of weeks. So we do bi-monthly coaching. Please join us. It's literally $25 a month Australian, which is the cheapest that I could possibly make it for you to have access to me. All the recordings are in there. Everything that I talk about is all in that same space. And it's a very easy to search space when you're trying to find information on something. So I look forward to speaking with you and to hearing more from you. If this has been useful, please share it, comment, ask another question. I'll pop up another video. All right, we'll talk soon. Bye for now.
Building up our families brick by brick. All right. We're crafting better futures, big and small. Parenting by design, not by default. After all.